from the teleconference is Ohio State's Luke Fickell. The Buckeyes are ranked 18th in the AP poll and 16th in the USA Today Coaches poll. Ohio State begins the season Saturday at home against Akron, a noon contest to be televised by ESPN. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Hey, great to have you be on.
Great, thanks, Coach. You give an opening comment, and we'll take a few questions.
I've just got done with my own 30-minute first-time press conference there before Tuesday of game week, so I think I've talked plenty, but we're excited. I think the biggest thing is our guys are, you know, people ask me, are you nervous, what is? I said, no, it's an excitement. I think all of our guys are extremely excited, not about what's happened in the past, but truly being able to move forward here and starting the season.
Okay. Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Kenny Rota with ESPN Cleveland.
Hey, Coach, how are you today?
Kenny, how you doing?
I'm good. Hey, with the depth chart that I saw yesterday, it's listed on there Joe Bowserman or Braxton Miller. Is that the way it's going to go all season, playing two QBs, because you kind of were familiar with that with Stanley Jackson and Joe Germain, or will one hopefully separate from the other and that's what you would prefer?
You know what? We don't know. We're kind of curious to see ourselves. And you know, I talked with both those guys, said, hey, we got to be able to handle this thing internally as well as possible, and we need both of you. And that's probably the, as you look through most seasons, at some point in time, you're going to need two quarterbacks in the things that you do. And so, you know, we're excited about letting those guys compete, seeing how they compete, seeing what, you know, what they do with their opportunities, and continuing to, you know, to evaluate as we go along. They understand they're always being evaluated, but the important thing for us is how we handle it internally.
I talked to Joe Germain yesterday about it, and he said that both quarterbacks have to buy into it, that he and Stanley did that for the betterment of the team, even though both wanted to be starters. Do you get the sense that both are buying into this?
Yeah, and that's the most important thing. You know, I told them guys today that you know, I remember back in 96 when it was going on, and amongst the team, there was no worries. There was no, you know, battle like they had in the media and the outside of what people will try and make it. So the important thing is how we handle it internally and how they handle it in their room.
Thanks.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Yeah, Luca, being that this is your first game as a head coach, and just when it comes to things like, you know, time management, deciding when to go for it on fourth down, how do you kind of get ready for that in those situations?
I mean, you got to have confidence in what you're doing. Sometimes, you know, you can look back at games and there's no exact it's exact science. You know, it's not 2 and 2 is 4. Well, you go for it on this and you don't go for it on this. So it's truly a feel. Now, the best thing I can tell you is in my 8-9 years here that a lot of those decisions were made collaboratively, whether obviously the coach has to ultimately make that decision. But on most every one of those decisions, I remember coming being on the headset and coach flipping over and saying, defense, what do you think about us going for it here on fourth down? Or, you know, what do you think about this? Or, you know, I'll flip over the offense, what do you think about this? And so, you know, you rely on your experiences in that case. And then to me, it will still be a collaborative issue at times. But ultimately, you know, when the time comes, the decision has to be made.
And you have obviously three guys who would have been starters for you on offense who would be suspended for the first 5 games. Just what's your confidence level like with the young players who are replacing them at those spots?
Again, we're not trying to focus on them as being replacements. You know, hey, just like we had guys graduate and seniors graduate, it's next man up. And, you know, we're not going to sit back and wait till those guys are able to come back. Our idea is, hey, that guy steps forward, he takes his opportunity. You know, everybody knows the story of Wally Pipp. And, you know, if that's the case, that's the best thing that could happen to us. And someone's got to come back and fight their way to get back in the lineup when they're eligible to play. So that's the kind of the attitude we've tried to make sure we push forward, and I think and hope that it's taken off.
Thank you.
Last coach a question, please press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Kyle Phillippe with the Big Red Report.
What convinced you that Jordan Hall deserved to start the season off as a tailback?
Well, I mean, obviously it's through camp, but, you know, going into the season, even from last year, Jordan had done an unbelievable job with the opportunities he's had. The thing about Jordan is, really, he can do a lot of different things for us. I mean, he can come out of the backfield. He can be a wideout. He can be you know, a tailback. He can be a fullback. I mean, he's a smart, smart football player. As the whole package, I think he gives us everything we need. He knows how to protect. He knows what the protections are. But he also gives, you know, some different things as far as even having to be able to flex out. It gives you a lot of opportunities.
Thanks, Coach.
Sure.
To ask Coach a question, please press star one. Your next question comes from the line of Kenny Rota with ESPN Cleveland.
Coach, as I just talked with Mike Brewster earlier today, too. Has he shown more of a leadership role because of some of the seniors that have been suspended, and he's kind of the anchor of that offensive line with such a young offense and everything? Have you noticed that out of him?
You know, the thing is, Mike, is you've noticed that from the time he walked in the door here. He was that guy in that whole recruiting that was pretty much a leader. You could tell coming in he was a guy that – the guys looked up to. They had known him because he had been one of those leaders in the recruiting process. So over his 3.5 years now or that he's been here, I mean, he has been a leader. And obviously a little bit different situation now, and regardless of who was there and who wasn't there as far as, you know, guys being available for the first few weeks or not, I think he would be a leader. He would continue to grow, and we would push him to do that. And I think that's the thing that we've got to do more as coaches is, you know, not let them be comfortable in their position where they are, but continue to push them to grow and to be a better leader. Because, I mean, to me, the real leadership comes when you can be an example, you know, on the practice field and off the practice field. Because guys learn from you even more than they learn from us because they've heard us talk enough.
And for you, Coach, the irony and the fact that your first game as a Division I coach is against Akron, where you kind of started as an assistant. Have you given that much thought? And you know, what goes through your mind when you think back to your days at Akron and now here you are at Ohio State?
No, I said it today. My time at Akron was a blessing. I wouldn't change it for the world. I loved every minute of it there. I think the greatest thing that it showed me is, you know, how great of a place this is. And I got to realize how special this is and the differences at times, just between the support and all those kinds of things. So it was a great experience. It was a great learning experience. You know, I tell people, I said that you have to do that. You have to be able to see the differences and makes you realize how special and be how grateful you got it here at this place.
Thanks.
I have time for one more question for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star one.
All right, Coach, looks like you're all set. We'll talk to you next week.
Great, man. Thank you.
Thank you.